More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, it's a family feud. Got family conflict? We're going to help you create the family life that you're longing for. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, it's a family feud. We're talking about family conflict and whether your family is having conflict in general or especially in this season of the year. We want to help you create the family life that you are longing for. The number to call to join the conversation is 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. What challenges are you facing in your nuclear or extended family? Are conflicts or disagreements dividing you? Maybe you're concerned about managing your family over the holidays or just every day. Let us help you find ways to resolve your family feuds. And maybe, just maybe on this St. Nicholas Day, you can get the happy family you've been looking for in your shoe. 877-573-7825. Like the old woman in the shoe. You know.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, she didn't handle those kids so well, no, I remember.
877-573-7825 is the number to call. Let's talk about your family feuds.
You know, wouldn't that be nice, right? St. Nicholas just comes, and you put your shoes out, and suddenly, boom, everybody's getting along. Perfect Christmas comes your way. Everything's looking peaceful every day. Yeah, that'd be perfect. You don't have to do anything to get it there. You don't have to be the arbitrator between people. You don't have to negotiate. You don't have to fuss and fight with each other. Oh, St. Nicholas, bring it, bring it, bring it. But that doesn't happen very often, and we have so much stress and strife when our family is in conflict with each other.
So here's the good news. Okay, look, on our own, we can't bring about the kind of family life that we all long for, the kind of family life that's on all of our hearts. We are all broken, fallen, sinful human beings, and despite our best intentions and all the love we have in our hearts for each other, we don't actually know how to express that love in ways that are pleasing to God and really honestly work for each other's good. And even when we try, often we hopelessly mess it up. But the good news is, with God's grace and with our humility and willingness to learn from God, He shows us how to make it possible step by step. It's not easy. Sometimes it can be painful, but it's possible. The world tells us that that kind of family life is just a fantasy, and that it either happens or it doesn't, and if it doesn't, then you just have to either put up with each other or cut each other off, and that's all there is to it. But through God's grace, there is a way forward. Let us help you find that way forward for your family. At 877-573-7825, and tell us what challenges you're facing in your either nuclear or extended family. Tell us about the disagreements or conflicts that are dividing your family. What are your concerns about managing your family over the holidays or just every day? Let us help you find ways to resolve those family feuds. At 877 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And so often, we don't know what to do when our adult children are in conflict with each other, when we're in conflict with our extended family members, when things aren't going too well, perhaps even in our marriage at the moment, and we're worried about how it's affecting the kids. We don't know what to do. And unfortunately, during this time of year, we have a tendency to tuck it all away and try to make everything bright and shiny like the Christmas tree. And I'll tell you, Greg and I were doing some decorating for the holidays yesterday in the house. And we were rearranging things so that we could put up different holiday decorations. So for example, I had to reorganize the entire main table in our family room, move everything that I normally have on that table to a different room where it obviously doesn't go as well, to make room for our nativity set so it has pride of place in that room. So now in my third bedroom, which is no longer being used as a bedroom, I have the stuff that was on that table. Doesn't belong there. Well, it'd be very easy to treat our relationships kind of the same way. Like, I'm reminding myself that stuff can't get stuck there. I have to figure out a way to make sure it goes back to its home and we deal with it. We do kind of rearranging in our relationships sometimes for the holidays and say, well, I'll stuff this thing deep down in my heart or out of the way of conversation so that I don't have to deal with it till after the holidays. And then after the holidays, maybe I'll deal with it. Maybe it'll just be better. I won't have to deal with it. But what happens is we get our hearts and our minds so cluttered up with what we know needs to be addressed, what's gnawing at us, but that we're putting aside to make everything look bright and shiny and great for the holidays. And it ends up just coming back at us. It ends up undermining our peace, making us feel less joyful sometimes, making those family conflicts kind of boil over because we're not really taking care of them or watching them. Whether it's about something that you're putting on, you know, putting in a storing away for the holidays and thinking, I don't want to deal with this, or it's something you're dealing with every day and you're just so tired of it and you're not quite sure what to do. You think you've done just about everything you can, or you know you've been avoiding it and have done nothing and you don't know what to do now. We're here for you today on More to Life to talk with you about it, to pray with you about it, and to give you some new skills to apply to it. So give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
A lot of the advice, not all, but a lot of the advice that we'll be giving throughout today's program will be coming from our brand new book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters. It was just recently published, in fact, 2 weeks ago, by Word Among Us Press. And in it, we really talk about how to handle those difficult relationships with our adult kids. You know, the reality is we don't stop parenting just when our kids reach majority and even after they're married and have their own kids. We, as Christian parents, are called to continue to disciple our kids into a healthier and holier relationship with God and each other. And how do you do that, especially when there is tension in those relationships? Our new book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, goes into detail on that. We'll be sharing some insights from that book today on the program. But you can pick up a copy by visiting CatholicCounselors.com or any place books are sold. That's Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at what St. John Paul had to teach us through his Theology of the Body about the topic of the day. And for those who don't know, the Theology of the Body was St. John Paul's reflection on what it means to be a Christian in the modern world and how we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthy, holy relationships.
And today, as we look at the Theology of the Body, it reminds us that families are supposed to be schools of love and virtue. One of the lessons we all need to learn in the family school of love is how to manage conflict, tension, and differences of opinion gracefully. As Catholic families especially, we need to make sure that we're not just doing whatever we feel in the moment when it comes to family conflict, but instead inviting God to be the mediator of our agreements, being intentional about asking what virtues we need to practice in conflict to have more productive discussions, and working hard to listen to each other rather than react to each other.
We need to remember that as Catholic families, we're not called to just be loving when things are going well, but to be loving and accept the mutual growth God's calling us to, even in the face of disagreements. So let's talk today about how to make that happen at 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you our families. And Lord, we recognize that we are all broken and sinful and fallen people. And that even though we have so much love in our hearts for each other, we struggle to know how to express that love in ways that are pleasing to you and that genuinely work for the good of each other. And so we ask you right now, especially in the face of family conflict and tension and difficulties, to please teach us how to respond to those family members that are driving us crazy, that are frustrating us, or that we have disagreements with. Show us how to respond to those family members in a way that brings out the best in them, in a way that helps us work for the good of the relationship, in a way that glorifies you, and in a way that helps us be our best selves. Lord, the world says that there is no way forward in family conflict, that the only options are accepting that this is the disappointing reality, or cutting people out of our lives. We know that you see other options. Teach us how to respond in ways that will allow your will to be done in our families first. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, the show is titled Family Feud. As we talk about family conflict, we're going to help you create the family you're longing for, even if you guys are at loggerheads about anything. And if you are frustrated with family conflict all year round, or especially at this particular time of year, we want to help you resolve those family feuds. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, Megan, who is listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio, just called in, but she said she couldn't stay on the line because she was heading to her destination. It was going to be super loud, and she wasn't going to be able to, like, do radio from a loud destination.
But it was an important question.
Very important question. So we had... Her husband are both converts to Catholicism, and both of their families are Protestant. She said that both families watch a lot of TV during this season, but she doesn't want their kids to fall into this habit for moral reasons. And what should she do about it?
Well, Megan, thank you so much for the question. So I there are two thoughts, I guess, I want to share with you. First of all, I mean, I think that it's you're wise for not wanting to let, you know, media just kind of rule the day in your own household. But there are two things that you need to keep in mind. The first one is that what you do in your household is the more important thing. And so making sure that you have established strong rituals for working, playing, talking, and praying together as a family. Because it's not just a matter of just not watching TV, or when your kids get older, not being on social media. It's a matter of what you do instead. If as a household, you really carve out time every day as a family to work and play and talk and pray together, you know, then you don't have as much time to sit in front of the tube or sit in front of social media. You're focusing on connecting. And what ends up happening is that you're not afraid to Or you don't start seeing media as the enemy, and you don't see enemy as the, or excuse me, media as the thing that's constantly always pulling you apart, and so you just don't do it. It's you've filled your family with lots of ways to connect and to enjoy each other, and that teaches your kids that the more important thing and the more rewarding thing to do is to do things with each other instead of being drawn away by media. The second point that I wanted to make is that when you go to visit your family, then, you know, on the one hand, it's a little break, which is a little vacation, but it also illustrates for them the difference. They might enjoy watching more TV than they usually do, but because you've already established those stronger connections in your household, and you've shown them the reward that comes from that human connection from those rituals like working and playing and talking and praying together every day, they'll be able to see how shallow those other connections really are, and you don't have to, you know, march in there with a chip on your shoulder and saying, well, kids, when the TV's on, you have to go hide. I'm not suggesting you're going to do this, but you get my point.
You don't even have to mentally put that pressure right on yourself, which is, you know, where we can start to freak out when we have a concern like this, that moments with grandparents can possibly override all the good that you're doing in your own home. But I absolutely agree, Greg, with the idea of having those routines in place as a family. And I would say during this Advent season, especially, this is a time to look at, are we doing things every day that truly give us a feeling, and our children, a feeling of real connectedness with us? You know, last night after we put up our nativity and put everything in place in our room, we were a little bit behind because so much is going on. Had our Advent wreath up in time this year, but we had to do this. We, you know, sat there. And I was, you know, talking with Greg last night, and as I was talking with him, I was looking at that scene without the baby Jesus in it. And there's just this big space between Mary and Joseph. And I just, you know, silently in my heart was saying, you know, come Lord Jesus and fill that space in all of our hearts. Are we filling that space that we're supposed to be making during this season with love and connection with our children? Or are we just saying, we're just waiting, just leave that big hole there? We need to help them see that we're making space for time together, loving each other and loving God. And that when we have that time to work together and play together and pray together and talk together, that's what's drawing us closer to God. And they'll even see over time that, yeah, maybe when they go to Grandma and Grandpa's house, it's kind of fun to watch a show, but it doesn't fill that space for them. It's the connection that you're creating as a mom by setting up those loving, connecting rituals with them every day that will really fill them up. And when you go over the grandparents, even if the TV is on, you know, if you bring games with you over there, if you invite the grandparents or the cousins or whoever to play them, or you're playing games with the kids, you know, off on the floor, you're playing a game of Go Fish or whatever you brought with you while that TV is on, you'll see they're longing much more for that connectedness of doing something with you than just having the TV on. They'll really focus on what you find is most important.
So work on being known as the family who does things, not the family who doesn't do certain things, if that makes sense. Thanks so much for the call, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again. We talk more about all of this in our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, which is really all about how to create those rituals of connection that make your kids resistant to the media culture. I think you'll really be pleased to see what the additional advice that we offer in that book. Again, that's Parenting Your Kids with Grace. Check it out. We got to go to break. When we come back, we are continuing to take your calls about family feud. If you are dealing with family conflict in general, or especially at this time of year, we want to help you resolve those issues and have the peace you're looking for. 877-573-7825. In addition, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores Popchak, who'll be sharing on how to navigate the difference between holiday expectations and human realities. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Do you wish you could have discussions about difficult topics with your adult children? If so, don't worry, you're not alone. Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck, and our new book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, can help you draw closer to your adult children and help guide them on the path to more faithful and meaningful lives.
You can get our latest book and all of our other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Location, location, relocation. Studies show more than a third of college students transfer, and half of those do it more than once. He reminds us of St. Augustine's quote, "Our souls are restless until they rest in Thee." At Ave Maria University, we challenge this group to visit us, stroll down our palm tree paths, spike a shot on our sand volleyball court, or partake in an outdoor devotion. There's a reason when students visit Ave Maria, they tend to stay. Ave Maria University, your relocation destination. Visit avemaria.edu.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Family Feud, as we talk about family conflict and how to resolve it gracefully. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popcheck. He's a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He's also the co-host of the podcast Created Things, which he co-hosts with Father Gabriel Toretta. You can listen to that on all streaming platforms. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's talk about this disconnect that we often have between holiday expectations and human realities.
Yeah, it's an unspoken one, but it is one of the major sources of conflict, which I most often observe in my clients, where going into the holidays, we all have these kind of unspoken ideals or hopes or expectations for what the holiday ought to look like, right? And I think that it would be loving for me to create the kind of holiday I have in my head for those people around me. But so often they have a completely different perspective or ideal or the schema, so to speak, in their mind for what that holiday should be. And we end up clashing. I feel like they're ungrateful maybe for not accepting mine, or they feel like I'm too pushy because I advance, you know, mine, and none of us really telling each other what those expectations are. And so what I often recommend to clients is just to kind of break out that middleman, so to speak, and to say, hey, look, you know, the holidays are coming. They can often be a pressured thing. What can I do to make you feel loved this holiday season? You know, are you looking to have a quieter holiday? Are you looking to have a richer experience? Are you looking forward to do lots of stuff? Like, what is it that you need? What is it that you've got in your head that would make this feel like a loving experience for you? And then I can just sort of put all my focus on making the holiday that for you, and you can, you know, put all your focus on making the holiday, you know, whatever mine is, again, according to reason. And we can all sort of meet in the middle and take care of each other that way.
I just think, you know what, as you said that question, I'm sorry to jump in, but as you said that question out loud, I felt pension going out of me. You know, like I just imagined, for example, you know, if my extended family ever said that to me, you know, what that would do. Or if, you know, and in talking with my clients, if their families ever said that to them, or if they said that to their families, you know, just being able to be that open and say, hey, look, I really want this holiday to be, to work for you. What could we do to make this what you need it to be? I mean, what a beautiful and loving question that is. And I just hope listeners take that to heart, because I think that could really change a lot of people's Christmas.
I think even making it an extra specific question, you know, with things like gifts, it's always amazing to me how many sessions I have every year with people who really fret a lot about the kinds of gifts to get someone, or who have tremendous anxiety for thinking they're bad gift givers. And I think the same question in this way, not what do you want for Christmas, but what would make you feel really cared about this Christmas? You know, maybe you're the sort of person who just feels really loved and special when you see a whole bunch of stuff under the tree. So it doesn't really matter what it is as long as there are lots of presents. Or maybe you're the person who just wants one really thoughtful present that's reflective of some secret joke or memory that you share with the person who gave it to you. Or maybe you're a person who loves experiences and, you know, it would really mean a lot to you if someone gifted you a ticket to some kind of experience that you could share together. And changing the focus of these questions and of these goals for the holiday season from what's the ideal, what should I do, what ought I do, to what would make this person feel personally, uniquely loved and cared about this particular season, unique from every other season before it or after? I think that's just a much freeing, much more freeing question to ask.
Jacob, thank you so much for that insight. I hope that our listeners will take it to heart. It's a terrific idea. And again, if folks would like to learn more about Jacob's work, you can visit CatholicCounselors.com or check out his podcast, Created Things, which he co-hosts with Father Gabriel Toretta. It's available on all streaming services. And we are taking your calls, ladies and gentlemen, at 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Family Feud. Let us help you resolve those family conflicts that are getting in the way of the loving family relationships you're longing for. More to Life will be back with your calls right after this.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I don't think people should have negative fears of God, but I think you should get a lump in your throat. You should feel excited. Suppose I was going to take you and introduce you to the Pope or to the president of some country or something. You might get a little lump in your throat. Forget it. Every day, you, I, live and move and have our being in the presence of God. These are the class of feelings we should have, and we should have them to an intense degree if we really had the sight of Almighty God. These feelings are the feelings which we shall have if we realize His presence. And in proportion as we believe that He is present, we shall have them. And not to have them is not to realize, not to believe that God is present to us.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Miracles are miracles because they're different than regular daily life. A miracle is a reminder that something beyond nature can act within nature. Miracles are meant to open our eyes that more is always going on than just the normal humdrum of the daily life. Miracles are supposed to make us realize that our moral choices are impacting an invisible world that once in a while breaks through into our workaday world. The Blessed Mother predicted the miracle of the sun, and she made it clear that she was using it as proof of the truth of her message. In other words, when the sun stops dancing and you get back to church, to work, to home, remember what's at stake when you pray the rosary.
Cresta in the Afternoon, weekdays at 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, this is Lisa Popcheck. Piles of research show that what kids really need to grow up happy and healthy is you, the parents. Being an involved, loving, present parent who builds a trust-filled relationship with your child is the first line of defense between him and the rest of the world. But this has to start at the very beginning. Respond to your infant or toddler's needs promptly, generously, and consistently. Don't make them work for your attention. Trust the feeding and sleeping schedule God built into your unique and unrepeatable baby, instead of imposing arbitrary schedules on your child. Prompt, generous, and consistent response to your child's needs will lay the foundation for a strong parent-child relationship from the start, and allow you to grow in virtue by practicing heroic, self-donative love. You are your child's best hope for a healthy life full of joy. For more on raising happy, healthy kids, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, our show is titled Family Feud, as we discuss family conflict. Are you facing certain challenges in your nuclear or extended family? Maybe conflicts or disagreements are dividing you. Whether that's true all year round or especially at this time of year, we want to help you find ways to resolve those family conflicts at 877-573-7825. Again, that number one more time, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Melissa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Melissa. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, hello. Good morning. I have something I'm struggling with at home that relates to work. I was sexually propositioned by someone in senior management where I work.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. It's also a hostile work environment by other folks. Unfortunately, it's a male-dominated industry. And I think I know what to do, but I'm struggling with, do I make sure things are right and just to stand up for myself? Or do I run as I have in the past and just be silent? I feel like this is going to...
It says you told her a screener that you know, sort of the choice is, do you leave the place or do you find some way to kind of stay and fight? Is that really what you're asking?
Yes, and my Catholic faith is part of that. You know, do I just pray for everyone and leave? Or do I pray for myself and others who may have gone through this, and I know there are others out there? My struggle right now, especially during the holidays, is that there are upcoming events, Christmas parties and such, and meetings, and I will have to see a lot of these people I was affected by. And so it's affecting me at home with my new marriage. And so,
sure.
You know, how... what do I do?
The first question I have for you is are you praying about it and how?
I'm praying to forgive. I'm praying not to have ill will towards the people that have done this to me. I'm praying for forgiveness of myself, not to blame myself for things that maybe have happened. And I'm just praying to make the right choice.
Okay, but let's start with the forgive thing. You know, to forgive somebody doesn't mean to let them off the hook. It means to not wish them ill will, you know, to not want to hurt them for having hurt you. But it doesn't mean that you can't hold them accountable, or that that you aren't even angry with them. For example, I mean, the Catechism actually even says that we don't have the power to not be angry at an offense or forget an offense, that we can, in essence, and I'm paraphrasing now, redirect that energy toward God and toward grace, but seeking, you know, how God wants us to respond to that. So the prayer that I want you to focus on to begin with is, Lord, teach me how to respond to this in a way that will enable me to be my best self and glorify you and ultimately work for the good of everybody involved.
Well, if I can jump on that, ultimately work for the good of everyone involved. You know, when we've been victimized, we often feel like, and we're told by anyone who's victimized us, that if we stand up for ourselves in any possible way, that we will be doing damage to other people, and how dare we? If you, in prayerful discernment, feel led to as you put it, stand up for yourself. You have to realize you'd also be working for the good of those people in calling them out in some way, in saying, you can't do this. This isn't healthy for you either. Mm. So it's not that you're just being destructive or selfish.
But that said, all right, the other thing, the second question I was going to ask you is what change can you realistically make in the culture that you are in?
Because that's definitely important.
Because there's a, now you might laugh about this, but there's a principle in Catholic just war theory. And you're like, well, what does war have to do with this? Well, the Catholics kind of think about big things the way we think about little things. So the same ways we think about big conflicts between nations really guide the same principles we use in interpersonal conflict. And one of the principles in Catholic war, just war theory, is you have a moral obligation to not enter into conflicts that you have no chance of winning. That because that's just setting yourself, that's basically suicide, right? So, and we have a right and moral obligation to self-defense. So the second question I want to ask you beyond how do you pray about it is, do you believe that you have a realistic chance of affecting any real change in this toxic work environment?
That I'm really struggling with. You know, I want to believe that the people that I've told at the corporate level will make changes because, you know, they tell me they're holy and they believe in God. And
but you've told them already, right?
First.
But,
yes.
But you've, well, then you've done your bit. Right. See, I mean, there's beyond that. I mean, it's not like you can do a Norma Rae here, right? You're not gonna be able, right. You can't like lead the whole community in, with pitchforks to go and take on these people. You've done what you in justice are obliged to do. You've talked to the people who are responsible, who say they will handle it. Nothing is happening now. So, you know, short of you trying to take on some crusade that's really not within your ability to do. You've done everything you can. So with that, I would say that it seems to me that the most reasonable thing for you to do at this point would be to look for someplace else to work. That said, that puts us back to the first point we were making, which is make sure that you're praying about this, not just to forgive, which is a good prayer to make, but how do I respond to this in a way, Lord, that glorifies you, that helps me be my best self, and you know, works for the good of everybody involved here. And in that case, again, you need to look at what realistically you can do, not what you could do in your imagination. And it seems to me that based on what you're saying, you've already done everything that you can realistically do. With that in mind, now you can make a clearer decision. Melissa, I hope that those principles will help get you started in identifying the next steps. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life or through CatholicCounselors.com. And, you know, even if you do leave, you can certainly continue to lift up all the people who are still in that place or any place in a situation where they're being victimized in the toxic workplace up in prayer. In fact, I would encourage you to continue to do that. And one last point, God doesn't let anything go to waste. This was a horrible experience that you've been through. I'm so sorry for it. But I believe that if you bring that situation to God and ask him to teach you how to use that to work for your good and the good of others, he will show you how to turn that frustration and that pain into something that allows you to be a powerful witness and example to others. Give that to God and consecrate it to him and let him do the wonderful things in your life that he wants to do. Thank you so much for the call. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about family conflict today on More to Life on our show titled Family Feud. Are you struggling with family disagreements, conflicts, tensions in general, or especially at this time of year? We want to help you sort things out gracefully. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. We are heading out to our break, but before we go, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 133, verse 1.
How good, how pleasant it is when there is unity between God's children.
It is good,
yes,
and it is
it
pleasant.
Is. But it takes a lot of work to get there sometimes.
It doesn't happen magically. It takes real grace and real effort to get there. And it takes that willingness to bring that conflict to God and say, Lord, teach me how to respond to this. I don't know, but I know that you do. Teach me the next step. That's one other point I want you to take from this. It's not, Lord, give me the answer all wrapped up in one big beautiful bow, you know, and if I don't get that, then I'm not going to do anything. It's no, look, Lord, I know that you have the answer. And if you can give it to me, awesome. But I know the way you usually work is to want to take my hand and guide me step by step through it so that we can draw closer to each other even while we're working together to resolve this. So, Lord, take my hand and show me the next step. And then I promise to come back to you and ask you what the next step is after that. But just walk me step by step through this and teach me how to respond to it in a way that glorifies you, works for the good of everybody involved, and helps me to be my best self. With that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about dealing with family conflict on our show titled Family Feud at 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this.
Do you remember writing your Christmas wish list as a child and wondering what Santa would bring? In many developing countries like Haiti, most children don't make Christmas lists and they don't expect Christmas gifts. Often, every penny their parents earn must go to their basic needs like food, shelter, and water. Now picture the joy of surprising a child with their first Christmas gift. You can spark that magical moment by sending them a box of joy at boxofjoy.org. A rosary and the story of Jesus is included in every box of joy. Give today at boxofjoy.org.
CMF Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry providing families nationwide with a better solution centered around whole health, spirit, mind, and body. Our members share their medical burdens within a faith-filled community. At CMF Curo, our members have access to a spiritual director, concierge services, and other health and spiritual resources. Find out if CMF Curo is a better solution for your family. Visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
She was a mystic and reformer who died at the age of 33.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Catherine of Siena accomplished something no one thought possible. She convinced Pope Gregory XI to return to Rome after the popes had lived in France for almost the whole of the 14th century. They've been there ever since.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 75% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Family Feud, as we talk about dealing with family conflict in general, or especially at this time of year. If you're looking for graceful ways to resolve the tensions in your household or your extended family, let's talk it out at 877-573-7825.
We're talking right now with Christopher, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma on Oklahoma Catholic Radio.
Hi, Christopher. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Well, so I just kind of just want to make sure that I'm maybe in the right direction with this. Mm-hmm. I have I was divorced about 6 years ago, got an annulment, later on remarried. So kind of have a blended family, but I adopted our oldest. He's 21, and then I've got two kids from my previous marriage. But right now, the daughter, she's 15 and a half, almost 16, for about 9 months now has chosen not to. We have joint custody. She chooses not to come over, not to talk to me. And so it's been kind of a painful situation. And a lot of it is, I think, just I have some pretty – we have a lot of rules within our house, just kind of things like technology doesn't go in the bedroom. You know, your phones are going to be looked at. You know, we're gonna monitor what you're doing on social media. And so I think that's kind of resulted in this estranged relationship mm-hmm. where, you know, she doesn't communicate necessarily. And so – We've got her in counseling and kind of working through kind of what the best route to kind of.
Are you in counseling with her, or is she just in counseling?
She's just in counseling by herself right now. The counselor would like to introduce her and I both together, but she has not been okay with that yet.
Okay.
I go to my own counselor just kind of, you know, so that we kind of process some of the stuff. But, you know, we kind of set some boundaries in place, and I've explained to my parents that what the situation is, and that one of the biggest things that is being said by her counselors, you know, consequence or, you know, decisions have consequences, and so we need to maintain that. So, you know, if you're not going to have interaction with dad, then, you know, understand that there's a lot of things that may not be there. And so I've explained that to my parents that, you know, to kind of respect that boundary that, you know, if she wants to come hang out with you guys, whatnot, there needs to maybe be some communication of, well, you need to work on your relationship with your dad first, and we come second. And unfortunately, my parents can't respect that. And so it's been a couple years argument just in general with some of those boundaries. And so I've told them recently that, you know, if you can't respect my boundaries and what I'm asking, then I can't have a relationship with you, because in the back of my mind, we'll always wonder, you know, what's going on that I don't know. And so I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. You know, people are telling me that I am, but it's just tough, you know, when you watch your kid going through this situation.
Yeah, and I don't want to undermine the work that you're doing with your counselor, right? So take everything I'm going to say here to real serious prayer. But there, I guess I have two thoughts on this that you might want to really, you know, pray and talk about with your counselor. And again, don't take this all with a grain of salt based on what you're discussing with your therapist. The first thing is, you know, having rules is fine, but rules without relationship leads to rebellion, right? So when parents overemphasize rules and are less clued into the strength of the relationship they have with their kids, that's when you get this kind of pushback. When the relationship is strong, kids, you know, might roll their eyes about the rules. They don't necessarily like the rules, but they don't push back like this. Your daughter's trying to tell you something. She's trying to say to you that, you know, our relationship, Dad, isn't what it needs to be, and all you care about is my phone, or all you care about is this rule. You don't care about me. Now, I don't believe that's true. I believe you love her with all your heart. But very often, what we as parents try to communicate to our kids and what our kids actually get are two very different things. And if all you're focusing on is the rules, what she's hearing in her head is, Dad doesn't get it. And by the way, she's taking after you because your approach is to kind of cut people off when they don't listen to you, and she's cut you off for not listening to her. So she's a chip off the old block. Second point, you know, with your parents, I get what you're saying. And again, you're focusing too much on the rule rather than the relationship. You need a mediator. You need somebody who can step in there and build relationship with your daughter for you, because you don't have one right now yourself. If your parents are going over there and you're actually able to use that connection that you both have, your daughter and you, with your parents to facilitate some rapprochement, I would recommend using it. My concern here is that everybody that is involved in this is so focused on she's a kid and she needs to do what you say that you're missing the larger point, which is that the relationship has broken down, probably because of some issues related to the divorce and all of that, but may not be. And nobody's actually talking with her about what that issue really is. And so she's holding you at arm's length as a way of trying to say, Dad, you're missing the point. You're focusing on all the rules. You're focusing on all the superficials. But my heart is broken, and nobody cares about that. So I'm not going to let you in until you get that message. That is what I believe she's saying to you. Take all that to prayer. And it may change your direction, or it may not. Like I said, I want you to take everything I say with a grain of salt. It's a complicated situation. You got two therapists involved. I want you to defer to your counselors as are. But I would like you to really take what I'm saying to prayer and take it to discussion with them, because I'm not hearing the part that concerns me the most, which is why she's so upset with you. It's not just the rules. That's too superficial. It's not just about that. There's something in her heart that she's trying to tell you that's broken in the relationship, and that you only care about these superficial things and not where she's at in her heart. And so she's using your strategy of cutting people out in order to get their attention. Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. Let's talk with Cole, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hello.
Hi, Cole. What's going on?
What's up?
good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What can we do for you today? What's going on for you?
Well, I'm sorry. I get emotional.
You're okay. Take your time.
As a colder caller, I have to speak at my daughter's wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could give me any advice.
Well, it says you told our screener that your daughter is getting married to a non-Catholic and getting married out of the country.
No, he's Catholic. He's Catholic, but it's a non-Catholic ceremony.
Okay, so they're both Catholic, but they're choosing to not get married in the church. They're getting married correct. Out of the country. You are going to the wedding and the reception, yeah. and you have to, you know, yeah. give the toast or something, and you're just yeah. feeling absolutely yeah. flummoxed yes. by it.
Yeah,
that is so hard.
And I take a lot of responsibility. I'm not going to let myself off the hook for, you know,
mm-hmm.
some of that, or a lot of it. So, I mean, in the past, you know, raising my children.
I understand. Let me understand kind of where she's at in her faith journey in general. Does she believe in God at all? Does she believe how does she live a faith at all? Is she completely hostile to all of that? Kind of where does she stand right now?
I would say, yes, I believe she does believe in God, but, it's not, you know, the living part is not happening. Mm-hmm. And she's, she's resistant to a lot of my trying to correct wrongs.
I'm sorry, she's resistant to your efforts to try to do what now? To bring
us all back to the church, to bring us all together okay. back to what I think should have been.
Okay. So, Cole, I mean, I know this is just heartbreaking, and you know, I understand, you know, as a father of adult kids, as a father of adult kids who recently got married, I know the pressure of kind of knowing what do I say, right?
What do and I say? And especially how do in a situation I impart like this. The right wisdom? And this is really, really hard because your heart's breaking about the fact that while they consider themselves getting married, you know, it's a non-sacramental marriage, and you want them to be fully unified with them, with each other and the church. And so you feel that whatever they've decided to do in terms of blending their lives is falling short of the mark in your expectation of what that is as a Catholic man. And that's very, very hard.
I would suggest, I want you to look at the larger question of discipling your daughter and her husband, you know, in your family back into the church, as well as the shorter term question of what do you say at the wedding? To the larger question, you know, I want to take a point from our new book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, which is that, in order to have a meaningful conversation about difficult things, the relationship has to be deep enough to contain the conversation you want to have. And very often what happens is that so many of the conversations we want to have with our kids, you know, they're deep conversations like faith and living your faith and living the values and all of that, or healing the relationship even. But the relationship we actually have with our kids is actually kind of shallow a lot of times. So it's a little bit like trying to pour a gallon of water into a shot glass, and we end up pouring it all out and it spills all over the place and it makes a huge mess. And then we tell ourselves, well, the real problem here is my pouring technique, so I just need to pour a little slower. Or, well, that didn't work, so maybe I need to dump the whole thing out all at once. And everything I do, I just make a big, big mess. The point is, you need to ask yourself and pray about, what can I do to make my relationship with my daughter deep enough to have these conversations and have them go well? We talk more about specific techniques for that in Having Meaningful and Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, and I really encourage you to check that out. Now, in terms of what do you say at the wedding, I want you to focus on being on focusing on the fact that you want the best for them.
You want what's good for them. You talk about why you love them. You talk about wanting to be there for them, to be a guide and to be a support to them in all the ways. You talk about the fact that marriage is difficult. And what you've found is that it's important to reach out to the people that love them in those challenging times, and that it's important to remember that God loves them as well and wants the best for them as well, and to never do anything that would leave him outside the door. And you focus on just really witnessing in a general way to that importance of your of God and your faith in leading the life that you are leading, and you wish that for them. I want you to pray about how to communicate that in a way that would be received well, in a gentle way, in a charitable way, in an inviting way. And again, they're playing us out. So I want to give you that resource of having meaningful and sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters. I think it will really help you get the rest of the way with this. If you need more personal coaching, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Folks, thank you so much for sharing your stories with us, and get out there and live the life God has for you, because with God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.